The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Christian Stillings, Clerk of Representative Kurth. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Caleb Parley Page from Ankeny.
A prayer for the day of St. Oscar Romero, adapted from a Christian hymn written by Albert F. Bailey, copyright Oxford University Press. Lord, whose love in humble service bore the weight of human need, who upon the cross forsaken offered mercy's perfect deed, we, your people, bring the witness not of voice alone, but heart, consecrating to love's purpose every gift that you impart. Still your children wander homeless, still the hungry cry for bread, still the captives long for freedom, still in grief we mourn our dead. As, O Lord, your deep compassion healed the sick and freed the soul, use the love your spirit kindles still to save and make us whole. As we pray here, grant us vision till your love's revealing light in its height and depth and greatness dawns upon our human sight, making known the needs and burdens your compassion bids us bear, stirring us to faithful service, your abundant life to share. Called from prayer, now into service, on in your great love, we go to the child, the youth, the aged, love in living deeds to show, hope and health, goodwill and comfort, counsel, aid and peace we give, that your children, Lord, in freedom, may your mercy know and live.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. Journal stands approved. There are announcements to come before the body. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Adair, or not, from Dallas, Representative Nordman, for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Today, I have the honor of introducing to this body the Consul General of Israel to the Midwest, Yonam Kohan. Mr. Kohan has been the Consul General to the Midwest since August of 2021. Prior to serving in this position, he has dedicated over 16 years of service to the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Before arriving in Chicago, he held the position of Senior Policy Advisor and Director of Policy to Israel's Foreign Minister. Prior to that, Consul General Kohan was the Director of the UN Political Affairs Department, where he oversaw Israel's diplomatic campaigns in the UN Security Council and General Assembly in Israel. Between 2015 and 2018, he served as Deputy Chief of Mission in the Embassy of Israel in Madrid, Spain. There, he led the diplomatic dialogue with the Spanish government and outreach to Spain's parliament and political parties. Previously, he served as a spokesperson at the Embassy of Israel in Berlin, Germany, and the Deputy Chief of Mission in Colombia. From 2012 to 2015, he was a diplomatic advisor to three consecutive Director Generals of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Consul General Kohan has also worked in the private sector and holds a bachelor's degree in computer science and an MBA from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. As one of the United States' most important allies and one of Iowa's leading trading partners, the state of Iowa and Israel will continue to help one another grow through economic development, innovation, continued partnership, and friendship. Mr. Speaker, with your permission, Mr. Cohan would like to say a few words to the body. So it is my distinct honor to welcome the Consul General of Israel to the Midwest, Yanam Cohan, to the Iowa House.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Representative, for this introduction. It is an honor to be addressing to the Iowa State House today. Yesterday, I had the honor to join Governor Reynolds as she signed legislation condemning anti-Semitism and the Boycott, Divest, and Sanction movement. By signing these important pieces of legislation, the governor, the state legislature, and the people of Iowa made it clear that the Israeli and the Jewish people are welcome in their great state. I would like to thank Speaker Gracely, Majority Leader Winchell, and the majority of the Iowa House for supporting this legislation. After the bill signing, I took a moment to reflect in the Holocaust Memorial on the state capitol grounds. Condemning anti-Semitism and bigotry is just as important in 2022 as it was in 1945. Standing in solidarity against hate is a pillar of the Iowa-Israel Alliance and a reflection of the shared values between our societies. And we also have much to celebrate. There are many areas in the academia, technology, and agriculture where Iowans and Israelis cooperate. As I speak to you in Des Moines, Lieutenant Governor Gregg is in Jerusalem, my country's capital, meeting with the highest levels of Israeli leadership to explore new trade partnerships between Iowan and Israeli businesses. Expanding collaboration in agricultural technology and artificial intelligence are the most promising areas, and as Consul General of Israel to the Midwest, I will do everything possible to support new partnerships. The last Israeli diplomat to address this body was my friend, Ambassador Ron Dermer, back in 2019. And I have to say the world looked quite significantly different back then. Since Ambassador Dermer last addressed this body, the Israeli people have elected a new government. It spans from the left to the right and represents all aspects of Israeli society. For the first time ever, there is an Arab Islamic party serving in the majority governing coalition. The new government is by far the most diverse and representative in Israel's history. Since Ambassador Dermer last addressed this body, three Arab nations have signed the Abraham Accords and made peace with Israel, the greatest diplomatic breakthrough in the Middle East in the past 30 years. Was organized in bipartisan fashion by American leadership. These peace agreements lay the foundation for cooperation in civil society, technology, and academia. Israeli flags can now be flown at sporting events in Bahrain. The United Arab Emirates and Israel are now collaborating in research in outer space. Direct flights are scheduled on a weekly basis between Israel and Morocco. I'm deeply thankful to the United States' continued bipartisan support and advocacy for peace with Israel. And while there is much to celebrate, there are still great challenges abroad. I would be remiss not to address the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. And I want to be very clear on this issue. Israel stands with the United States in its explicit condemnation of the Russian invasion to Ukraine. Israel Prime Minister Bennett is holding mediating conversations between both sides of the conflict and in full coordination with the American administration. As part of Israel's strong commitment to deliver humanitarian support to the Ukrainian people, this week Israel inaugurated the first field hospital on Ukrainian soil to support refugees who are displaced from this conflict. Let me please finish by reiterating, for Israel, there is no greater friend and ally than the United States of America. The continued bipartisan support of the U.S.-Israel relationship advances American interests in the Middle East, guarantees the security of the Israeli people, and adds stability to an otherwise chaotic region of the world. I look forward to doing everything possible to support this historic and bipartisan relationship. Thank you very much for supporting our great alliance, and it's been a real privilege to address you today. Thank you very much.
Thank you again for joining us. Are there further announcements? For what purpose does the representative from Polk, Representative Abdul Samad, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Even though tomorrow is the actual birthday of the person that I'm getting ready to announce, we're celebrating it today. She has been with us for some time. When I first announced about her birthday, they told me never mention a lady's age. You know, so I didn't, and that was, so I didn't do it then, but I've been given permission to mention that Representative Ruth Ann Gaines is turning 75 years old tomorrow, and is very proud of being 75. So it wasn't as much fun saying 75 this year. I like when they tell me not to announce the age, and then I can let it slip out. But we would like to give her a round of applause for her dedication, not only to the House, but to the state, to the children, to all the babies that she has taught. Representative Ruth Ann Gaines, happy birthday.
Chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Nielsen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, members of the Iowa House, and a special happy birthday to Representative Gaines. To celebrate that, Democrats will caucus in room 305 at the conclusion of Appropes and Ways and Means. Thank you.
Don't forget to grab some cake on the way up, right, Representative Abdul Samad. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus at the conclusion of the Ways and Means and Appropriations Committee blocks. We will send out a message once that has concluded. And if there's no further business come before the House this time, I move the House recess until the conclusion of the morning committee blocks.
Seeing no further business, you've all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House in recess.